Three Australians and a New Zealander were killed when their charter plane burst into flames in Papua New Guinea. The Transair plane overshot the runway on Misima Island and crashed into trees. One of the men killed was a 61-year-old marine pilot from Sydney. Consular officials in Port Moresby and Canberra are working with authorities to contact the families of those on board. The chief executive of the Hawthorn Football Club says the sports drugs policy has failed. One of the club's players, Travis Tuck, is the first player to be suspended under the AFL's three strikes policy. Stuart Fox says the club was completely unaware of Tuck's drug taking and couldn't provide him with support network. Tuck will miss 12 AFL matches and will have to pay a $5,000 fine. Four Israelis have been killed near a Jewish settlement in the West Bank in what police are describing as a terrorist attack. They were shot just 2 days before new peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians begin in Washington. Israeli police say a car came under attack near the settlement of Kiryat Arba near Hebron. Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip issued a statement on Tuesday claiming responsibility, calling it a heroic operation. Iraq's prime minister says his country is independent as the US formally ends combat operations 7 years after they began. Nouri al-Maliki says the country's security forces will now deal with all threats, domestic or external. While many Iraqis have welcomed the withdrawal, some say they believe it's happening too soon.